Well, this evening we're going to be starting a new series on the fool and the wise man and trying to decipher the difference between the two. You know, a lot of times we don't understand or really don't comprehend the difference between a fool and a wise man. And if we don't know that, then it's going to make it difficult. Now, one of the things I want us to do here just to get us started on this, as we look at this first slide here of the little lamb and the pig, I want us to note some comparisons or some contrasts or differences between a pig and a sheep. All right? And most of us would say, well, I know what a difference between a pig and a sheep is, but just stop and think about it. You know, some of the significant differences. Number one, pigs have tough hair and sheep have wool. And pigs squeal and grunt, and sheep bleat, and the pig loves dirt and mud, but the sheep like to be clean. And pigs love to eat garbage, but sheep are careful eaters. Pigs have large, flat noses, but sheep have small noses. Pigs do not chew the cud, but the sheep do. That's an important difference. Pigs produce no valuable wool, while the sheep do. And pigs multiply rapidly, and sheep multiply rather slowly. Now, as we think about this, you know, how do fools and wise men differ? You know, that's an important thing for us to know, because if we don't know the difference between a fool and a wise man, we're not going to be able to choose our friends properly, and that's an important thing. You know, God condemns fools and praises the wise. And we know that to be true. You know, that's basically one of the few things we do know about the fools and the wise. We know the fools are bad and the wise are good. But often, other than that, we don't know a whole lot of differences between the fool and the wise man. And if we were to just sit down, if you were to sit down and make a list of the difference between a fool and a wise man right now, you probably wouldn't come up with a very big list. And in this study, I want us to learn how to tell the difference between a fool and a wise person. And until we can easily identify a fool and a wise person, we will have difficulty choosing edifying friends. A lot of our friends that we may choose could be fools rather than wise people, and they're not going to help us, they're going to hurt us. And to help us identify them, we're going to study many of the characteristics of these two types of people found in the book of Proverbs. All right, so the fool and the wise man. Now, first of all, we're going to start out with the fool's characteristics. Now, in this first lesson, we're going to be focusing primarily on the quality of listening. All right, the quality of listening. And how do fools respond to this? How do they listen? How well do they listen? Are they listeners or are they not? And so that's what we're going to look at today. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." They do not want to be told what to do. They don't want God's wisdom. They don't want God's instruction. They despise it. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 22, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." Notice there, God says that fools actually hate knowledge. They do not want it. They hate it. They don't want what God for God to tell them what to do. They don't want knowledge. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8, "The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool will fall." All right, this fool that would rather talk than listen, he's going to fall. He's not going to do what's right. There's going to be problems. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 21, "The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom." They lack wisdom, and this will ruin their lives. And so we see here just in these verses so far that there's a great importance of being wise and doing what is right. Now, we continue on in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. So the fool says, I know what I'm doing. Don't tell me. I know the way to go. I don't need anybody to tell me. I don't want God to tell me. I don't want you to tell me. I don't want anybody to tell me. I know what I'm doing. They're right in their own eyes. That's not a wise thing. Proverbs 17:16. Wherefore, is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? Now, this is the question. He says, why is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom? In other words, the idea is here is the fool is going out to buy some wisdom. He wants to buy some wisdom. He says, why would a fool do that? Because he hath no heart to it. There's nothing in his innermost heart that desires the qualities of wisdom. He doesn't want that. And so he's not going to do that. There's no price in his hand to buy wisdom. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 2. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. All right, so here God's telling us, the fool here, there's no delight in his heart. That is not an exciting thing to him. He has no delight in understanding or getting discernment or this being able to discern right from wrong and understanding truths and error. He doesn't want that. There's nothing in his heart for that. He just wants to discover himself. He wants to do his own thing. He doesn't want to know God's mind. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 9. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. It says here, if you speak in the ears of a fool, what's he going to do? He's just going to spit it out. He doesn't want that. He's going to despise that. He said, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear your words. Don't preach at me. I don't want that. Get away from me. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 11. As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. You know, it's kind of a gross comparison that God makes here for us. But dogs do return to their vomit, and that's disgusting. But he says in the same way, a fool returns to his folly. That folly is just as disgusting to God as we would think of as vomit. And yet, the fool returns to it. You get him away from me, you take him out of a situation, he gets in trouble and he has to pay for some of his wrong, and you let him go, and what happens? He goes right back at it again, and he goes right into it again. And that's just the pattern of the fool. And it's important for us to see that. The wise people. All right, so we've looked at the fool. Now let's take a look at the wise. All right, what are some characteristics of the wise? How does a wise person handle things that are told him? Well, Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So here he says that a wise man's going to hear and he's going to increase his learning. He's going to listen. A wise person, when somebody tells him what to do, they says, oh, I want to know. Give me some more information. I need to learn this. This is something I need. And they grab onto it, and they want to gain from it. And a wise man, a man of understanding, is going to attain unto wise counsel. He's going to get more of that wisdom. He's going to get what he needs because he is wise. Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. All right, so here, you give instruction to a wise man, what's going to happen? He's going to get wiser because he's wise enough to know that's good information. I need that, and I'm going to add that to what I have, and it'll make him a wiser person because he wants the information, and he's anxious to find out the right things to do and the truth to do and to gain from that. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 8, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. All right, so the wise in heart, he's receiving what he was told. He's received a commandment, maybe from God, maybe from his dad, maybe from the boss at work. They get a commandment, and he receives it, he takes it, he responds to it in a positive way. And he does what is right with that, and that is a help to him. Then we find also in Proverbs 10, verse 14, the wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of foolish is near destruction. All right, so here the wise man's laying up the knowledge. He's taking it and storing it up. And he says, all right, that was good. I needed that. I might not need it right now, but I will need that. I'm going to store that aside and keep that in my database, in my mind, and I'm going to have that for the next time I need it. He's storing up that knowledge and gaining information that will help him. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 23. It is a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. All right, so a man has understanding, discernment. He has that discernment, and he has wisdom because he has applied himself to it. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. All right, so here's the wise man. He listens to the counsel. He pays attention to it. He doesn't do what's right in his eyes. He says, no, I need some information. Peter?
Did my wise mind wonder, or did he not include the fool says in his heart there is no God?
That's in Psalms?
Yeah.
You're asking...
Well, when you were talking about what a fool is like, that's one of the major ones in today's world, isn't it?
Yes, that is true.
That's what people are saying these days all over the place. There is no God.
Yeah.
There's no religion. I don't care.
No. That's right. Yeah, and there are other verses in the Bible that deal with it. I've stuck mainly to Proverbs here, except right at the end on a couple of the lessons, I've put in a couple other verses. But, yeah, John Ray?
I think it's interesting, within the context of Proverbs, because, Psalms, and David is, the psalmist is oftentimes dealing with the pagan nations around them and the enemy and stuff, but Proverbs particularly is, as I've studied out, it's written more to it. In concept and words more written to a Jewish audience. So Solomon wasn't writing this necessarily to people around, specifically to Jews. So
yeah.
These people would have likely believed in God, but not
yeah.
necessarily feared.
No, I would agree with that. It was to an audience that knew better.
Yeah.
They had God's word, and they had, but a lot of them hadn't responded to it. Proverbs 13, verse 16. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth up open his folly. All right, so the prudent man. Prudent is another synonym for a wise man. They're not exactly the same word. There are, I forget now how many, I think there's about 6 or 7 words in Proverbs that are translated as wise. And there's several translated as fool. And so, but this a prudent man is a wise person. So a wise person deals with knowledge, right? And so he's listening to that, and he's following that, and it's being a help to him. Excuse me. Oh. I got the tickle in my nose. Sorry about that. All right, Proverbs 14:8. Wisdom is of the prudent is to understand his way, but folly of fools is deceit. So the wisdom that he has of this prudent man is he wants to understand his way. He wants to have discernment. Understanding in Proverbs much of the time deals with discernment, being able to figure things out, look at the details. How do I discern right from wrong? It has to do with, in the root word, in many of the cases, deals with a tent and how the tent was divided into sections, and a person that understood their tent could go in there and say, all right, this division here, it separates the men's side from the woman's side in the tent. And so it was a discernment to be able to discern which side is which, and that deals with the word understanding there. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 15, the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. All right, so here the prudent man's getting knowledge, the ear of the wise is seeking knowledge. So they're both after it, they're desiring it. It's a passion in their heart. They want this wisdom, and they want that knowledge that God can give. Proverbs 28, verse number 26. All right, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely shall be delivered. All right, so the one who's walking wisely, God said there's going to be deliverance for him. He's not going to get himself into trouble. He's going to avoid troubles. He's going to avoid problems. And that can be a great help to him. All right, now, to just go back over them and kind of summarize again what we've looked at here. All right, the fool will not listen. All right, what have we learned about them? All right, first of all, he despises wisdom and instruction. All right, now this is kind of the summary that we really need to get down in our minds here, that this is what God wants for us. The fool despises wisdom and instruction. The fool also hates knowledge. He hates to hear things that have people tell him stuff to do. He uses his mouth instead of his ears. All right, he's always talking instead of listening. And he doesn't want to listen. He wants to be able to talk and to do it his way. Because he will not listen, he lacks wisdom. All right, so these here are just summaries of all these verses that we've looked at here just a moment ago. Then he always thinks he's right. Another characteristic of a fool. Always thinks he's right. He has no heart to get wisdom. Right, so he says, you know, a lot of times when in the book of Proverbs, particularly when it talks about the heart, it's talking about that inner gut feeling or desire, you know, that we would talk of our heart, you know, deep down in my heart, I feel this feeling. But the heart here, he has no heart for wisdom. Deep down inside, there's nothing inside that's giving a desire for that. It's just not appealing to him. He does not delight in gaining understanding. There's no interest there, no delight in that. He despises words of wisdom. Just don't tell me about it. I don't want to know about it. He despises that. He hates that. And he never learns from his mistakes. Like he returns to the vomit. He just doesn't learn from his mistakes. All right, so take a good look at these. These are the main characteristics of a fool in Proverbs, the kind of fool that will not listen. Now, we're going to look at a lot of different characteristics of different aspects of the fool, but this is a fool that just won't listen. All right? And so it's important for us to see that and help us. Now we're going to take a look at the wise man and see some of the same things about him. How do we summarize this? All right, number one, he will hear and increase learning. All right, so the wise person then does listen, and he does increase his learning. He has a desire for that. He accepts instructions, and as a result, he gets wiser. It helps him, and it feeds his soul. And he has a wise heart that will receive commandments. All right, so he's got a wise heart. He listens. He receives the commandments. He's learning. He's gaining. He's benefiting from it. And he hears and lays up knowledge. All right, so the things he's hearing, he's accumulating it. He's absorbing it, and he's laying it up. And he becomes a man of understanding. All of these are really good qualities. Right? And he listens and obeys counsel. Right? So he's listening, he's obeying the counsel, he deals with knowledge. Right? So he's working to understand and gain knowledge or discretion or discernment. He understands the way that he should go. Right? So he's evaluated what's right, what's wrong, and he's made some good choices there. He gets knowledge to help him to live right. Right, so he's seeking from God what's the right way to live. And then he walks wisely and is delivered from troubles. Right, so these are the qualities of the wise man. Right, now, you contrast those with the qualities or the characteristics of the fool, and they're basically all opposites. The fool says, I don't want to learn. I don't want to listen. I don't want you to tell me what to do. I don't want any of that information. Don't give me that stuff. I don't want it. I want to do it myself. And the wise man says, no, give it to me. I need that information. I need to learn. I need to get wiser. I don't have all the answers. I need your advice. I need your counsel. I need your understanding. And teach me so that I can follow it. So the basic things, we see the difference between the two. The fool says, I don't want anybody telling me what to do. And the wise person says, I need your counsel. Give me wisdom. I need information. The two big characteristics of them. Now, as you think about this, some questions to ponder. Do you like to learn, or would you rather talk? All right. It's helping us to discern. Where do I fall into these categories? Do I lean toward the fool, or do I lean toward the wise man? Now, there's nothing wrong with talking, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, not being super fond of learning, but when you take it to the extreme of the fool and the wise man, then there is something wrong with that. Do you usually obey when you are instructed? You know, when someone gives instruction, whether it be a parent or whether it be a teacher or whether it be, you know, someone else, do we obey those instructions? Do we seek counsel? It's another good question to determine whether we are a fool or a wise person. Based on what we've learned tonight, are you a wise person or would God call you a fool? It's important for us to evaluate our own hearts based on what we've seen here tonight. Based on the verses that we've studied, are your friends wise or fools? Now, folks, that's an important question for us to ask, because this is a big thing that God gives us this information about the wise and the fool to help us discern our friends. And it's not just the young people that have a poor time choosing friends. A lot of times adults have a poor time choosing friends, because we'll choose our friends based on, you know, somebody that we've known for a long time, or somebody that we kind of like, or we kind of like their personality, and we don't even always think about these things. But if that person is a fool, you should not be around them. And I shouldn't be around them, because why? They're going to hurt us. They're going to hurt us. So we need to be very cautious and very careful and very insightful on this. What does God want you to learn from this? You know, ask yourselves that. What am I supposed to learn? And we need to learn, first of all, not to be a fool ourselves, but also to be able to discern those around us who are not wise. They're fools. And that's not a pleasant title, you know, but at the same time, it's important for us to see that. It's important for us to be able to identify them. Now, how can we become a listener? How can we become someone who will listen and learn? All right, number one, admit it when we have a problem of listening and obeying. All right, that's the first thing. That's always the key to making a change, is admitting, I've got a problem. I don't listen like I should, or I don't obey like I should. And I need to do that more. And so admitting it, it will help us. If we say, no, I don't have that issue, and we don't pay any attention to it. And so we need to admit it if that's a problem. Number two, apologize when you fail to listen properly. You know, that's an important thing. Even as a husband or wife, we need to do that. You know, when my wife says something, you know, sometimes I'm busy doing something else and I don't pay attention, and then I have to go back to her and say, I'm sorry, I didn't listen. Would you please forgive me? Tell me again what you said. Because I didn't listen. All right? But we need to admit that. We need to apologize when that happens. Confess your failure to listen properly as a sin. You know, that it is wrong when we don't listen, especially when someone who's telling us something that's important and we don't listen properly. We're acting more like a fool than a wise person, because we've got our own agenda that we don't want to stop and listen. And that gets us in trouble. And then we need to ask God to help us to want to learn and listen. All right, we need to ask God, please help me to listen and help me to obey so that I can do what is right. And the thing that will help us to do that is when we're spoken to, we need to stop, we need to look, and we need to listen. And those three things are important, and I've had to practice that over the years. You know, when I get focused in my studies, and I'm out there studying, and Melody comes out, and she's got something important she needs to tell me. And if I don't stop and turn and look and listen, I won't catch it. It'll run right in one ear and out the other. I don't pay any attention. So I have to literally do that. I have to stop what I'm doing, turn around on my chair, look at her, and listen. But you know, that is true with all of us. If we don't stop, look, and listen, we really aren't paying close attention, and we probably aren't going to catch it all like we're supposed to. So it's a good practice for all of us to get into, to stop, look, and listen. It'll help us to be a better listener. We can also memorize some Bible verses about listening wisely. We've noted several tonight. The wise man listens. You know, those are some verses. If you struggle with being a poor listener, maybe you'll want to memorize some of those verses, or even just memorize one good one that'll help you to listen better. And that can be of help to us if we'll do that. And then stop spending time with fools who do not listen to wise advice. I don't know how many times I've seen people that have really kind of messed up their lives because they get hanging around people that are not wise. And it leads them the wrong way. And it takes them away from truth and takes them away from what is right. And they get these friends at school, or they get friends, you know, somewhere else that have led them the wrong way. And it leads them to destruction. It leads them to problems. And so stop spending time with fools who do not listen to wise advice. And then, as we last here, ask a friend to hold you accountable for how you listen. You know, that can be of help. You know, maybe especially if you're married, you can ask your spouse, you know, am I listening better? Am I doing okay with it? Or do I still have a problem with it? Do I need to work at it some more? And it's hard on our ego. It's hard on our feelings to have someone say, no, you're still not listening very well. But sometimes we need to be told. And it can be of help to us if we'll do that. All right. And then last slide here, God's counsel for us. What's God tell us in summary for this? All right. Proverbs 13:20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. That's a very key verse. We'll see it again. But he that walketh with wise men is going to be wise. And you know, there's a couple of things we can gather from that. There's people that are walking with us, that are walking with us, and we're their friend. What kind of a friend are we to them? Are we the wise friend, or are we a fool? Are we leading them in the right way? When they spend time with us, are they getting wiser? You know, that's an important thing for us to ask. When I spend time with someone, is that person becoming wiser because they spent time with me? That's a question they're supposed to be asking. And if they're not getting wiser by spending time with me, then they probably shouldn't spend time with me. And so, he that walketh with wise men should be wise. And if you walk with someone and they don't make you wiser, they actually make you more bitter, or they make you more ungodly, or they make you think things you shouldn't think, or they make you worry more, or they make you feel more irritated, or they make you, you know, listen to gossip, or whatever the case may be. If it's not making you a wiser person, they're not the kind of a person you need to be around. They're leading you the wrong direction, and they're not being wise. And then lastly, Proverbs 14:7, go from the presence of a foolish man, while thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. So God tells us here, if you see a person who's a fool, you need to stay away from him. You need to stay away from him. And, you know, that, like I said earlier, the hardest part about this is that sometimes the person that is the foolish person that you need to stay away from is a friend. And someone that you really maybe enjoy being around, because maybe they got a cool personality, or you got something in common, and you really kind of like being with that person. But deep down inside, if you know, and God reveals that to you, that that person really isn't wise, and they're not helping you, then God said, stay away from them. Stay away from them. Go from the presence of a foolish man. Don't get near him, because he will lead you astray. Okay, any questions about our lesson here tonight? Lots of verses there. I'll have the verses on the web hopefully tomorrow by midday or so. Should have them on the web for us. Hopefully to be able to be a help to us. But do some thinking on that. And there'll be some four more lessons to come dealing with other aspects of the fool. There's lots of... when I started researching for this, I found that there is a lot of information on the wise man and the fool. In the book of Proverbs. So I just broke it down into categories. Tonight we looked at those that listen, how they listen, how they don't listen, and then there'll be other breakdowns in the days to come.